through, remember, it's an energetic alignment. So while there are words, while there are verses, while there are placements, there's a vibrational rising. So the placement is, as I receive everyone, I'm receiving everyone and kindest gesturing. In other words, I'm receiving everyone in their light. So the light codes that are being established is providing lift off relevance. This means we're heralding in a new broadcast. So there are going to be aspects of self that we haven't been paying attention to, that we haven't had access, that are going to be dawning on a new creation, dawning on a new importance. So when I channel certain beings and I'm bringing in this energy right now, I'm suddenly seeing what I haven't seen previously. So we want to expect new arrivals, new outlooks, new delights. So the delights are, it could be spiritual abilities. It could be suddenly seeing what you couldn't see before. I was always stuck. I always whatever. And I suddenly found the door. I suddenly found my liftoff positioning. I suddenly found a new way to handle a search situation, to handle my past, to handle whatever it is. So we want to be reaching for the stars. We want to be climbing to a new performance level, a new arrival, because remember, we're here to hold the light. We're here to bring forth grace. We're here to bring forth new establishment. We're here to bring forth the new revelation, the new relevance, because the consciousness that's still battling it out, duking it out, really represents the past. It represents the ego. It represents separation. And we're moving into a unified field. So this field is coming through our own vibration, through our own understanding, through our own consent, through our own allowance. So, and again, time is speeding up. So when we look at the conflict without, what it's really mirroring is the conflict within. And this is where we're coming to our better recall, our better pronouncement. And so every time, like I'm speaking, I'm just watching like reverberation. I'm watching reverberation. So what we're learning to do is to accelerate our advancement, to accelerate our presence. So again, we're not trying to change the world. We're not trying to change anything in the outer. We're receiving presence, alter discovery, new information, new consent, new heavenly glow, new heavenly witnessing within self. So when I'm receiving this, everybody is light. And everything is changing, because remember, everything is frequency, everything is vibrational. So as we agree to the upgrade, as we agree to stand out, what they mean by stand out is you're going to be looking at even just normal everyday conversations differently, because you're going to be playing from a new relevance. You're going to be playing from a new height. So we want to remember that we are exchanging our past, we're exchanging yesterday for a new reality. So as we came here as light workers, we're here to shine the light. And it's not just I'm shining the light for others to see, we're shining it inside out. In other words, our own procedure, our own relevance, our own life is changing. Aspects of our personality or aspects of our past that used to just be stuck, they're just showing me like a drawer. And it's like, oh, that's been stuck for ages. Suddenly it's going to be open. Suddenly we're being brought new currency, new relevance. So as we will receive this light, we offer ourselves healing. So healing is whatever is ready to go, whatever is ready to come, whatever is ready to be rearranged, we're allowing liftoff pleasure. In other words, we're allowing our higher self to dictate, to come and merge with our Christ union. In other words, with our life, and to rearrange, to allow that signaling of relevance, to allow that circuitry of true happening. So this isn't like well, if I pray and pray and pray, maybe this will happen before the end of my term, meaning the end of my incarnation. This is happening, being coincided with our new relevance in the now moment. In the now moment. So again, it's shifts, changing, allowing that signaling of relevance. There may be something you've been praying for. I really want this relationship to work out. I really want to get this job. I really want whatever. And it's a no-go simply because you're on the move. You're on the move. So you're moving into an accelerated presence where that can't even, there's no resonance or like component to even be part of the scene and where you're traveling to. So this is where we're allowing our highest relevance to dictate. So in other words, hey, take it all, rearrange any way that is going to be for my highest occurrence. So we want to remember that sometimes things are going to seem like they're splitting in the seams. And I'm just seeing someone like their pants split open. But what that means is to allow yourself that river of life, to allow that light to bring you new information, new importance, new relevance. So in order to make this possible, we want to release our tendency to cling. We want to release that tendency to stall and sort of just hold on to what we have, and that's the ego. Well, I got to hold on to this for security. We want to be good stewards of the light and realize our security, our bank account, is in our broadcast, is in our light. So in other words, with the higher frequency, with the higher information, whatever is due us, full speed ahead. Again, because we're bringing forth the gift of prophecy. We're the ones erecting the new consciousness. So we want to realize that it's like we're going to be leaving old conversations, whether it's a conversation with a friend, conversation we had with ourselves, in terms of exact name calling. In other words, what we were interested in, what we were trying to achieve. Excuse me. So we want to have that flexibility and range of motion. So I was really going for this, but you know, now it doesn't even feel relevant. That's how fast we're going to be speeding up. That's how fast we're on the move. And they're saying that we're not quite used to that. We're not quite used to things moving so very quickly. But as we will trust our higher heart, so this is like, now is the time to really lean on our intuition, to lean on that sixth sense, and they've been working with each of us, they're saying like again and again and again, to get us ready present. In other words, to get us very, very comfortable with leading our lives through our intuition. Because this is where we can, they're saying televise. So in other words, we don't have to wait to make things possible, but we do have to agree with current events, meaning they're showing me the healing card. So it's like that acceleration really has liftoff status and power. In other words, we can move through this healing process very, very quickly as we will arrive. And when I say we will arrive, like take notice. So this means coming into alignment with our intuitive self, with our intuitive witness. So remember, we're dreaming in this possibility. We took this incarnation, we came into this timeline to advance consciousness. So we're not looking without, meaning the old way of life, to figure out what to do, because we're establishing the heart-centered consciousness. We're establishing that unified field. So in order to bring it ready present, in order to bring it in full admission, we have to consent. So each of us are being prescribed, meaning each of us are being shown the way. And so just imagine like you used to ride a bike, I don't know, with training wheels, and suddenly the wheels are gone. You're going to ride it faster, easier, but it's going to take a little bit of an adjustment. That's basically what we're doing. We're adjusting to our new lifestyle. And so there's an ebb and flow. We trust, and then suddenly we put on the brakes, and it's like brake, brake, brake. And that's okay, because we're establishing that rite of passage. So the more that we understand that our heart has the intelligence, we're not following our mind, we're following our spiritual heart, we're being led by our soul, and we're arriving at due pleasure. Now, when I'm saying this, I've got masters. Everybody has masters as guides, I assure you, because there they are. We want to remember that we have equal value. So when you think of Mary Magdalene, when you think of whoever it is that you just love, remember you're looking at an aspect of self. That's the dawning of the new age, to remember the masters that have taken the incarnations were all in different stages of awakening to that relevance. So as we will dream in the possibility, so again, we're shifting our belief. We're no longer in dormitory lifestyle. Like, in other words, we're no longer dormant. We're no longer asleep. We're beginning to stir. We're beginning to awaken. So we want to wake up to that ready present function. So when Joshua says these things and more ye shall do, this is relevant in the now moment of realization. These things and more you shall do. So we want to realize that we're being promoted, that we're being shown, that we're being guided, and allowing that transfer of possibilities to be fully available. Yes, now we decide to come. Oh, I'm sorry, baby. Okay, so allow ourselves to receive all possibility. Allow ourselves to receive all possibility. So this is where things can shift in a nanosecond. We're not waiting on that linear staging. So remember, we've got parallel existences, and what we're doing is we're consenting to new timelines. We're not proceeding like yesterday. So it's not through struggle, it's not through hard work, it's not through pushing and shoving and clinging to the old way. We're being guided, we're being counseled through ready consent. So in other words, through agreement, through frequency, through light. And so as we will consent to our highest availability. Now, our highest availability is your next right step. We're dropping the whole comparison game, where it's like, oh gosh, you know, I started with her and look what she can do. We want to realize that everyone is due to succeed. So this is like across the board. We're all going to get there because we all already are. So just imagine your higher self, your enlightened self, like standing at the finish line, calling you in, you know, just waving, clapping, encouraging. We all make it. The future already is, past, present, and future. So there's more of a relaxation and a willingness to join, a willingness to have the heart for self. We're dropping the old history, we're dropping the old standard, and we're almost like sliding, we're agreeing. We're not taking the long way home, but it does require liberal pleasure. So what they mean by this is agreeing with your light. And so the ego is going to have a whole list of reasons why you're not ready, you're not capable, whatever it is. But as we will follow our highest notion. So our highest notion is standing ready. It's standing in charge. It's standing in primary field of endurance. In other words, we can feel it. What we're learning to do is sing. What they mean by that is come into grace. Come into grace. Come into acquittal. So this is why we're all releasing all of those judgments, resentments, whatever it is, because that's keeping us aligned, attached to yesterday. And what we're doing is signaling our freedom. Freedom from 3D. Freedom from lack. Freedom from separation. So as we will receive our light, as we will receive our transformational prosperity. So again, all here, ready, equipped, knowing what our next step is, knowing what our next leap of faith is. allow these energies to take witness. In other words, we're witnessing it, we're drawing from it. And as we will receive it in consciousness, it becomes our reality. We're not waiting for someone else to give us grace. We give it to ourselves. So that's where nobody can stop you. Nobody can stop you. It doesn't matter what's going on in the outer. What you're doing is consenting to your new reality. So we receive it. When they say thanks for what already is, we acknowledge it's here. We allow it to be here. We allow ourselves to be stirred. So allow that to be your reality on all levels of time, in all moments. And allow these energies to have liftoff pleasure. In other words, you know, just imagine the wind taking a seed and planting it further than it could ever reach without the wind's assistance. Allow these energies to grow. Allow them to be seen. Some of you are waiting for handouts from others. They're going to receive witness to your new understanding. So you're allowing that good pleasure. It's something like overseas somehow. Someone's going to get some message, an offer, something like overseas. So again, we're allowing ourselves full standing pleasure. There's somebody else. You have great mercy for others. You've done so much forgiveness work. I mean, you really have. You've given everybody over to Holy Spirit. You need to forgive yourself. Somehow you forgot yourself. I mean, you've gone through a lot of master initiation moments, I'll say it that way. You've really stepped up, but you forgot to forgive yourself. So if you're like really doing forgiveness work, make sure you're on your list. Receive light in all dimensional realities. Again, a lot of us are star seeds. We're receiving our multidimensional perspective and we're feeling it. That's real. Someone's like, I think I'm feeling myself from, I don't know, Sirius, wherever it may be. And you think, you're wondering if you're just dreaming it. You're not. Someone's got mediumship abilities with those that are on Earth. And you're asking, is that possible? Yes. Yes. It's very, very easy to receive communication from someone's higher self, even when they're still on Earth. It's not just those that have transitioned. They're helping you. They're helping you. They're guiding you. Remember, separation is an illusion. Allow that guidance. There's one other person that's like scared to ask a question, and it's not to us. It's really to your own guidance because you're scared of the answers. Remember, if you're asking, then it's already been answered. So trust the question. You channel or get intuitive wisdom, or you can ask tonight if you want. But if you're even thinking of asking, it's because it's possible. Whatever it is, it already is. So that's why it's coming to your awareness. You never need to worry about what's coming up. It's coming up for victory, it's coming up for healing, but it's always coming up for your best and highest good. Okay.